Oh, you shocked me, Yayo.
It's hardly my fault. You walked from the other end of the room over there to get to me, and as you walked, you picked up static electricity, enough so that when you touched me, you shocked us both.
I guess you're right. Sorry for accusing you, Yayo.
That's okay. At least it was just a little shock. I mean, good thing we're not flies.
What do flies have to do with anything?
Well, scientists are working on yet a new way to get rid of pesky flies, and this method involves static electricity. Flies, like any other creature, accumulate static charges as they walk or fly. Scientists have now measured the amount of charge flies accumulate as they travel across various types of surfaces, and though the electricity involved is minuscule, it may be enough to design a new kind of fly trap. The trap scientists are working on uses pheromones to draw flies to surfaces that are dusted with insect-killing fungal spores. The hope is that as the fly walks across the surface, its little body charges up, allowing poisonous spores to stick to its body like metal shavings to a magnet. If this happens, then soon enough, the fly will walk no more.
Poor flies.
I bet you don't feel sorry for them when they ruin your barbecue or camping trip.
Oh, you're right. I guess I forgot myself for a minute there. Yep. If this thing ever comes out on the market, I'll be first in line.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Linda Mason at Purdue University. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.